For most jobs in a farmer's field, there's probably a robot for that. From data analysis to seeding, weeding, and harvest, agricultural tech is making steady progress. Harvest Public Media's Christina Stella reports that most robots are still being trained to do their future jobs, but there's an age divide when it comes to who wants to use them.
On a bright, clear day in eastern Nebraska, a small red tractor crawls through a lush field of soybeans. But this machine, called the FlexRow, is actually a self-driving field robot. You can tell by its mess of wires and the laptop strapped to the back. Santosh Pitla, who created FlexRow, tests out the four motors that control the wheels.
You have a steering mode, see here. So yeah, now turn right or left. Yeah, see, it turns all four wheels.
Pitla is a professor of biological systems engineering at the University of Nebraska. After 4 years of research, FlexRow hit the field for the first time this summer. One day, the machine will be smart enough to remember every plant in a field, monitor them 24/7, and store all that data on a cloud software. Producers will be able to farm more precisely than ever. Instead of blanket spraying pesticides, robots will track down and target individual weeds.
And that's amazing when you think about it, because we're taking 160 acres and we're breaking it all the way down to a square foot. That makes me excited.
That's Dan Bauer, a 23-year-old corn and soy farmer in northeastern Nebraska. He found the FlexRow on Twitter.
The number one thing that came to mind was not having to pay an employee to run a tractor.
As fewer people are available to work on farms, delegating certain jobs to robots could help farmers work smarter. But Jim Ahrens, a 73-year-old producer from north central Nebraska, isn't convinced.
I would kind of draw the line there myself, because I just don't think taking the human element out of it entirely is going to be the answer.
It's hard for Ahrens to imagine a machine being more skilled than a seasoned farmer.
I don't understand how we could be more productive when you take the guy out of the seat of the tractor. I've been in farming long enough to know that if I'm not in the seat of the tractor, how am I going to know if there's a washout 10 foot deep that tractor's headed for?
Plus, adjusting to completely new equipment could pose an accessibility issue for those who didn't grow up using computers. The average American farmer is older than 55. When Aaron's three sons synced the family farm's pivot to an iPad, learning how to use the tablet took time, a precious commodity on any farm.
Most people my age don't want anything to do with a computer, but I've been able to keep up because I forced myself to learn a bookkeeping system with a computer and that type of thing.
Bauer also notices the generation gap. He says some older farmers don't want to invest in a product they don't understand.
A lot of the younger guys say, oh yeah, I have to have that. And the older guys are like, yeah, it's nice when it works.
Sometimes, Bauer says, newer equipment is too smart for its own good. And having to haul malfunctioning equipment to the dealership can mean driving hundreds of miles and losing hours of work. One reason FlexRow stands out to Bauer is how easily it would be to use his own tools to troubleshoot problems in the field.
I really hope they keep it really, really simple where farmers can work on it themselves and not have to worry about having a technician come out and work on it.
Pitla and Merman agree that a truly smart robot design will plan for breakdowns. In the future, they think using multiple smaller robots in the field will protect farmers.
So if it is down for some reason for repair or maintenance, you are not doing any operations. But if you have, 10 of these machines, one is down, the remaining can still manage and still continue to work.
There's still time to work out the kinks. FlexRow, like most field robots, won't hit the market for at least 5 years. But if all goes according to plan, it'll be fit for any farmer to work with, any time of year. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.